going on, everybody? Welcome back to It's More Than a Game podcast powered by Elite Fit Connect. And I'm your boy, Jalen. And you know what we do here. We talk about how the lessons inside the gym, inside the game of basketball, just shape everything else, right? Because it's more than a game, right? And if you've been rocking with me since episode one, you've already heard me talk about quite a few things. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. And for anybody who's watching today, if you're not following or subscribed to my channels, make sure you do, because we talk about some good things here to help shape the basketball community. Okay. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. So go check out the channels. Okay. Make sure you do go check out the socials and engage, right? If there's anything that you want to discuss here, any topics that you want me to go over, I'd be happy to do so. Right. I just got to, you know, schedule it in accordingly. Right. But I want your engagement so we can, you know, facilitate some very good conversations, right? But again, if you're new here, whether you're new here or you've been around before, you know what we talk about. We've talked about identity, who you are beyond the jersey. We've talked about circle and community and the importance of networking, right? Because your environment truly shapes opportunities. It shapes your career. A young player trying to get to that next level, it's important to have the right people in your corner, okay? We've also talked about leadership and character, right? And how real leadership needs to show up on all occasions, okay? We also talked about purpose through adversity, right? Because without adversity, there's no room for growth. And you have to find yourself again, you know, when the game ends. Because at some point, the ball is going to stop bouncing. At some point, you're going to have to hang up your jersey, right? So who are you without the game, right? And you don't want to get to the point when the game starts bouncing or stops bouncing and you don't know who you are anymore. So let's use the game as a tool to build ourselves as a person and not just a player, okay? Today, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to step into a new chapter, and we're going to focus on some of the great technology that's being used in today's game, right? And we have to understand that the game is evolving in ways that we can't comprehend to some extent, right? And we need to keep up, okay? Technology is reshaping how we train, how we coach, and lead, because the game is evolving faster than ever. And those who learn to adapt, that's going to be the difference maker in how we define the next era of sports. Okay. And it's already happening. We just don't know it, because more times than not, this new technology is probably more expensive and out of our budget, you know, as a grassroots trainer or, you know, local organization, right? So how can we blend that gap? How can we, you know, shorten that gap and provide access to that type of technology, okay? So again, right, we've come a long way from just carrying film reels into a locker room or, you know, blasting, you know, a projector up on the wall to watch film, right? Today, every movement, every shot, and heartbeats can be tracked. It can be analyzed and improved in real time, right? So there's an article, you know, a company that keep up with, it's called Sports Tech X, and they came out with a report last year, right? The Global Sports Tech Ecosystem Report. And the sports tech sector has attracted nearly $49 billion in verified deal flow, right, since 2019. So what does that mean? That means there's a lot of investing going on in just sports technology in general, okay? And this does not include the undisclosed investments that are occurring today. So we can look at an upwards of $100 billion worldwide in investments towards sports tech, or at least the valuation in sports tech today, right? This is not a fad, right? It's a movement. The game is evolving, tech is evolving, and, you know, your elite programs like NBA, NFL, La Liga for soccer, right? They're using this tech to improve their processes, to improve their systems on, you know, player development, skills analysis, right? Using that data to improve the health and fitness of their athletes, okay? So what's driving this? I think that there are two big shifts, right? It's performance intelligence, and that's your analytics, your wearables, and AI-driven decision tools, right? And you might see some of these things, you know, already. If you're a trainer or if you're a coach, right? Or if you're just watching, right? You see athletes wearing, you know, these vests, right? That's a form of wearable. Now, the next big shift is just experience and innovation, right? And this is how fans, coaches, and athletes interact with that data that we're talking about, okay? How are we using that data to better our processes and systems and improve just the overall ecosystem of sports, right? And here's some examples, right? And we can talk about some of the examples of technology that are being used currently today, right? So the NBA, they use a technology called Second Spectrum to track spatial analytics, okay? What Second Spectrum is, it's using a network of cameras to collect real-time player and ball movement data. Now, this technology provides rich data sets for team analytics, coaching, and player development, and enhances fan experiences through augmented graphics on broadcast and even, you know, the NBA League Pass. And how it works, again, right, it's using cameras, a network of cameras. It synthesizes data and then what they call a Dragon platform, which is the next generation platform designed to synthesize millions of basketball data points, offering even deeper analysis, right? So very technical. And some of the uses of this within the NBA is just team analytics and coaching, right? It provides coaches and front offices with the detailed insights into player performance, strategy, and player development, okay? Another use case is fan experience. It enhances broadcasts with augmented graphics, and it displays advanced statistics and player information integrated directly into the video stream, right? So maybe, you know, whichever media you watch NBA games, right? It's going to provide you with an experience with different types of graphics and overlays and data that you can use as a fan to understand the game a bit more than just, you know, watching them run up and down the court and scoring, right? It just adds another layer of experience for consumers and fans, right? And again, we talked about the NBA League Pass, right? It's this technology is used to deliver richer, more personalized viewing options for analytics focused fans. So like people like me who love the numbers and the data behind everything else that comes with the game, you know, this is great, right? And then it's also used for scouting and sports sciences, right? So it supports scouting efforts for NBA teams and improves sports science capabilities. So again, it just offers another layer of experience. And as a viewer, as a fan, but for a coach or a trainer, right? This can be critical in the development of your players, right? Now, there's other, you know, technology out there, right? There are soccer clubs, you know, if you keep up with soccer, you know, FC Barcelona, they rely on Oliver tracker sensors that measure acceleration, it measures fatigue, and even collision load, right? Colleges are adapting wearables like Catapult or Whoop, right? We know what Whoop is. It's a wearable device that you put on your wrist, and that helps just track, you know, your health statistics. Some schools and programs are using VR system, virtual reality systems for game speed decision training, right? So it's just, you know, just another form of practice, another form of getting those reps in, right? And based off of all of this technology, right, I truly think that we're witnessing what I call the data democratization of sports, right? And this brings in feedback versus fame, right? Like we're finding value in this type of feedback through data and analytics, right? And this is going to drive just further improvement of, you know, player development and, you know, success on the field or on the court, okay? So the big question is, why does this technology matter for player development? And I've already kind of alluded to this, right? But the key thing that you have to understand is tech does not replace hard work. It's not going to replace, you know, your discipline. It's just going to refine it. So let's take something like motion capture systems like Respect Basketball, RSPCT Basketball, if you want to look it up. They track the arc of your shot, the rotation of the ball as you shoot, and even the release speed on every shot, right? There are D1 facilities, and this is majority your high level D1 programs who have the budget, right? But they've seen a 22% increase in shooting efficiency within just 6 months' time because athletes could easily and quite literally just see where their mechanics break down just through this data analytics, right? On how you're shooting, you know, what does your arc look like? What is the speed on your shot, right? They're using this data to improve their shot mechanics. And for technology like Catapult, now being used by over 3,400 teams globally, right? This is a workload analytics system that's used to cut soft tissue injuries by nearly 30%, okay? And we know what the trend is when it comes to injuries. We saw it last year in the NBA Finals, right? Haliburton rupturing his Achilles in a very pivotal game, right? And it's important for us to track this type of data, right, in order to improve the health and just wellness of our players, right? It's less of, you know, theories and conceptualizing certain things, but we're also backing all of that with data, right? Because data holds truth. Data can tell a story, right? And if we see certain trends in data, we can prevent certain injuries, right? Or implement, you know, specific workouts or whatever it may be, exercises, right, to help prevent those types of injuries, okay? And that's truly the power of insights, right? When data becomes feedback, feedback then turns into progress, okay? And the industry knows it, right? And the same report that I keep referencing, it shows 36% of all new investment is now B2B. And B2B is business to business, right? So these companies or organizations that are creating all this, you know, cool technology, this great technology, they're selling it to other organizations, right? Rather than selling it to, you know, your players themselves, right? It's up to these organizations like your training programs, your basketball programs, your teams, your schools, your academies, right? It's up to them to, you know, invest in these tools and platforms so that they can use to better their processes, to better their systems, right? And that's going to lead to the progress of their players, their athletes, okay? These new investments, they're targeting tools that make coaches and not just players much more efficient. And that's the overall goal, right? That's what we want to get to, is efficiency. Save time on everything else so that way we can spend time on the floor, or on the field, dedicating everything that we have to player development, their health, and their fitness, right? And that shift towards these platforms and ecosystems, this is exactly what I'm trying to do with my company, Elite Fit Connect, right? This is exactly where I'm trying to get plugged into, right? To help trainers and programs use technology to streamline and not complicate their work, right? But first, before we get into all that, we have to understand the gap, right? And let's be real, this technology is not cheap, it's expensive. We have to have the money and the budget to first acquire this technology and use it and implement it into our day-to-day, right? So we can develop, so we can train, so we can coach, okay? It's all about accessibility, right? Professional teams can afford and invest in $100,000 system, right? Every year, they can do that. They have the budget to do so. They can invest in data scientists who do this for a living, right? They can invest in entire performance staffs, right? They have the budget. But when we look at your high school coaches or your grassroots trainers, right, who don't have that budget, they can't afford this. So how can we, you know, decrease that gap? How can we remove that gap? Okay. We know that we use clipboards, we use spreadsheets, you know, we're texting people, we're emailing, you know, maybe we're using QuickBooks or whatever it may be. We have all these tools that are just fragmented and all over the place. And that takes away time, precious time that we need to spend time with players. Grassroots coaches and trainers need access too. They need access to affordable technology that gives them insights without draining their budgets. And that's why the next wave of innovation must focus on inclusion. How can we bridge that gap? There's platforms like HomeCourt or Teamworks, and maybe these are some of the tools that you're using today. And there's a slew of other platforms that I hear trainers using today, right? My platform, Elite Fit Connect, you know, we are leading that charge to bridge that gap, to make this technology accessible to people like you, if you're listening to this and you coach and you train, right? We want to build scalable ecosystems where data and workflow automation work together, right? And what do I mean by that? You know, data that can be used to improve your processes and systems, to improve, you know, player development. automation that helps streamline, like, you know, scheduling workouts. So just as an example, right? As a trainer, you know, you might get text or calls or DMs from players, you know, asking for sessions that, you know, they want you to work them out. They want to be involved in your programming, right? So typically, what does that look like? You take a call, you have that conversation, you look at your schedule, like, hey, I have an opening here, or you're just like, hey, show up this date, this time, this place, right? And then the next time you see that person or you have a conversation with that person is at that time or location, only if they show up, right? So there's a lot of variables that you're missing out on, right? Maybe that player doesn't show up after all, or maybe they forget, or maybe you forget that this player was showing up and you completely forget who you're talking to, right? So we're trying to automate all that. So imagine a system that can take those intake calls, find a spot on your calendar, or, you know, they sign up automatically based on your availability and the sessions that you host and, you know, the plans that you have on your calendar. And that system can automatically schedule them based on your openings, right? So that way, all you have to do is look at your calendar and like, hey, I have this going on at this time with this player. I have to be here at this time. And, you know, maybe you, as part of your processes, you know, you collect data on that player, right? This is his name. This is his age. This is the school he goes to. These are the teams he plays for. These are his goals, right? You have this system that can automate that for you. So that way you're not wasting all this time trying to gather all this information yourself. The system can do that for you, right? And this is when access meets innovation, right? And potential begins to explode, right? You see the potential in, you know, how you can scale, right? You're a small trainer and now you can bring in more clients because you're saving time on the back end, right? This is what I'm talking about, okay? So now we address this accessibility gap, right? Now we have to embrace this change and really buy into it, right? It's one thing, you know, me talking about it and, you know, you listening to it, but you also have to truly understand what this technology does and how it can be used appropriately. Because at the end of the day, you know, we can give you all this stuff, right? We can give it to you, but it's going to become an issue when you just truly don't understand how to use it, right? So that's where people like me come in, right? To help you understand what's going on and to help you really just truly embrace this change, right? Because at the end of the day, change is always going to be met with resistance, right? We take a look at the time when the internet came up, and maybe most of you, you know, are a little younger than, you know, what you might remember, but the internet wasn't always a thing, right? You know, there was a time when some smart people created the WWW era, right? They created this new technology where we had access to information, you know, at the tips of our fingers, right? And through time, you know, more and more people, you know, bought into this innovation, and look at us now, right? We have the internet on our phones today, and this is what we use pretty much for everything, right? We communicate with it. We research on it, right? We can even video chat. We can, you know, people are running companies on this thing, right? Essentially, you know, I'm running Elite Fit Connect on my phone, right? The platform can be used on your phone. And that's just a simple example of the evolution of technology. And now when we talk about AI, artificial intelligence, it's going through the same cycle, right? But let's be clear. I want to make sure you understand that AI isn't here to replace you as a coach or as a trainer, okay? You just need to amplify it. You need to use that to amplify whatever you're doing, right? And the big tech companies see it too, right? Amazon Web Service. You have the NFL, the National Football League, using Amazon for their next gen stats. And I'm sure this is something that you've seen before, right? And I'm looking at the website now, right? Literally the first article says next gen stats, top 5 fastest ball carriers from week 5. And it's not people that are doing this, you know, analysis, right? It's the system, it's the platform that was designed to create all these, you know, different views of highlights and stats, right? It's showing, you know, a comparison of you know, pass yardages from Trevor Lawrence, right? Rushing with Kareem Hunt, you know, it's showing just different things. And they're also even showing charts. It's showing all of Patrick Mahomes, you know, completions. And you can see that through the green dots. The red dots are his interceptions. The white dots are his incompletions. And then the blue dots are touchdowns, right? And so this is something that the platform itself is doing with minimal human intervention. You have other leagues like La Liga soccer, right, using Microsoft, and it's called Azure. Microsoft Azure is fueling La Liga's advanced analytics, right? And what this does, it really just collects and processes real-time data, okay? And this data engine, along with a fan-facing portal, can be used for stats, for understanding stats, right? Using stats to help with player development, using stats from a fan perspective to understand what's actually going on the field, right? And all this is being done, you know, through Azure's cloud platform, right? And that, you know, we can get real technical, right? Like all this data is being housed in a make-believe cloud that's getting sent through all these pipelines, and then all these tools are being used to collect that data and synthesize it and make it understandable to people like you and me, right? That's through the use of AI, that's through the use of machine learning, and it enhances everything from team performance to fan engagement, you know, everything that I've been talking about already. Even Apple, they have a tool called Apple Vision Pro, which enables specialized coaching simulations for industries like aviation, healthcare, and fitness through immersive 3D models and interactive environments. Again, so just adding another layer of like how we can, you know, improve player development, right? Through virtual reality, through augmentation, something very similar to MetaQuest, right? Which came out a while ago, but virtual reality, right? That's being used to help enhance skill development. And through this report, right? It's showing that, you know, this innovation in technology and collaboration on this technology, it's not slowing down, right? They're only scaling. They're only making it more efficient. They're making it better and easier to use, right? It's scaling. And that's the key thing, right? Because as your organization begins to grow, you want everything else to be able to keep up with it, right? And that's why we need to make sure that this technology that's being created is scalable, okay? So the bigger you grow, the better your technology, you know, runs, right? The more efficient it should be, okay? Tech is becoming the backbone of every athletic decision chain. And for us, right, the mindset has to evolve from fear to fluency. We don't want to be scared to use this new technology. And when we're comfortable with it, we also need to understand it and be fluent with it, right? Because the last thing we want to do is try to use this technology, but it ends up being useless or really just detrimental, and it adds more time to our plate, right? So we really want to make sure that we understand what we're using, okay? So for coaches, right, we want to learn how to read data through film, right? And for athletes who use wearables as mirrors instead of crutches, right? And that just goes back to understanding, right? They're the ones who lead the next decade. These coaches, these trainers, and athletes that are using this technology, like these are pioneers of, you know, this new technology, okay? But at the same time, right, we cannot just throw this technology in everybody's faces, right? It's going to be up to the leaders of the community and even human connection to help facilitate this, you know, this transition, right? Because it's big. It's a scary thing. It's not an easy thing to do, right, to transition from something that you know so well into something new, right? That's just the natural thing about it, okay? Even with all the innovation, right, we can't forget that the person, like the heartbeat, matters way more than the hardware. In fact, it's up to the person to make that technology and hardware actually work, okay? You can't code empathy, right? We can't code that out into a, you know, a program, right? You can't automate mentorship. Technology should be used to serve people and not replace it, right? And this is where, you know, leadership comes in. And the best programs that I've talked to, they do exactly that very well. They blend these analytics with this new technology with empathy, right? They use data to guide conversations and not necessarily dictate it, right? It's used as a tool, okay? It's a supplement, right? It's not used to replace, it's used to help, okay? That's the key thing that you have to understand, right? And that's why Elite Fit Connect focuses on freeing coaches from just all the admin work so they can pour more time into actual coaching, relationship building, and mentorship. Because leadership will always be the differentiator, right? Tech measures performance, leaders build people. And that's the vision right there, okay? When I built EFC, it came from the question, how do we make this kind of innovation accessible? That was the question, okay? EFC is designed to unify scheduling, payments, athlete data, and communication. It's one connected ecosystem where insight meets action. Think of it as the team works for independent coaches, right? Without the enterprise price tag, okay? Now, we have two different models, right? We have, you know, our commercial product where, you know, we have our base level capabilities to help you with scheduling, to help you with, you know, automated reminders, to help you with communication, billing, invoicing, even content management, right? So if you use film or, you know, playbooks that you want to blast out to your team, right, or your athletes, you can use the tool to do that, right? But on a commercial level, let's say you're just a trainer and you work by yourself, right? You can use this tool to really do everything in one place, right? In the palm of your hand, like in the application itself, you download it or you go use the web version, right? And you can do all of that in one application. So right here, look, it's all under one application, okay? Elite Fit Connect, right? It's going to tell you the amount of clients that you have. And this is my profile just because I'm using it for testing purposes, right? It tells you what plans or what you have on your calendar coming up, right? You can create plans on here. You can even check out your clients, right, themselves, okay? So, boom, I have two different clients. You know, I'm using my son as a test client. What else can you do on here, right? You have your calendar. You have your calendar that you know, keeps track of all your appointments or your workouts and sessions or your events, right? Maybe you're hosting a free camp, okay, or a paid camp or whatever. You can use this to put that on your calendar, and then whoever is involved with your programming or anybody that you've trained can look at your calendar and sign up for these different events, right, or these different sessions, okay? This is what we're trying to do with this platform, right? And that's on a commercial side. And as you grow, the platform is going to grow with you, right? And we have different tiers based on the amount of players that you have and based on the type of capabilities that you need, okay? Now for, you know, your bigger organizations, what we're calling enterprise clients, right? These are like your schools, your larger programs, your EYBL teams or your Adidas Circuit teams, your training academies. What we can do here is, you know, we'll create this exact same thing, but completely custom to you, okay? So rather it saying Elite Fit Connect up at top, it's going to say your program name or your team name, whatever it may be. It's going to have your colors and then any capabilities that you want, that you need in this app, we can do that for you, okay? Obviously, you have to be a little more established, right? Because it's going to be much more expensive than the commercial product, right? Than you just as an individual trainer or a small program, you know? But those are the things that we offer, right? We're not building tech for just Pete's sakes, right? We're not doing it for fun because we want to make money. We're doing this to streamline and make everything much more efficient, right? We're building tools that restore integrity and efficiency to the youth and grassroots development, okay? That's the overall vision here. When coaches have time, players have growth, right? And when players have data, progress becomes predictable. Okay. I have a client, right, that the first thing that he told me is that he doesn't even have time to spend time with his family, right? Because he's managing all these teams, he's managing all these players and athletes. And when he's not on the court, he's in his office, you know, writing up plans, writing up schedules, making sure people are booked, things like that, that just takes up so much time. So why not have a tool or a platform that can help with that and make all that faster, or maybe take all of that off your hands, right? And all you have to do is look at your schedule and make sure it looks good. And you understand where you need to be and what time and who you're working out, right? It's going to make life easier. Okay. And that's how we close this gap that the Sports Tech X report talks about between billion-dollar ecosystems and the everyday trainers like yourself who are shaping the next generation of athletes. And so I keep mentioning Elite Fit Connect. So let's actually check out, you know, the website, right? And to be transparent, right, we're going through a beta phase. We have a what we call a MVP, which has, you know, our base level capabilities and features. And we're testing it out right now with select trainers. Okay. But if you go to the website, right? Elite Fit Connect, this is your all-in-one digital platform. Okay. The ultimate digital tool to help you focus on what matters most. And that's developing players to reach their full potential. Okay. And what you'll get in this platform is a dashboard. Like I've showed you on my phone, right? You'll get a dashboard where you can manage everything. Your athletes will have a dashboard that links to your profile. So you'll be able to see all your clients, all your athletes, and then your athletes can see your schedule, right? And you have the, you know, ability to communicate and do all this cool stuff within that platform, okay? It's just a simplified platform for sports management, okay? And it's going to help you stay connected with your athletes and even your parents, right? We plan on rolling out a parent interface, you know, for the younger athletes, right? Because there's just laws and regulations that we have to follow when it comes to collecting data and especially when it comes to, you know, the youth, right? So what are the capabilities, right? We talked about the dashboard where you get a full view of your roster, player stats and performance history. You can tailor your coaching based on individual player needs. So every athlete gets the attention they deserve, right? Automated scheduling, right? You plan your practices, you can plan games, plan events, your workouts, your sessions, your events, different things like that, right? Just within a few clicks, okay? You set that up in the beginning, and then, you know, thereafter, all it takes is, you know, your athletes signing up for a certain session, right? Both you and your players will have access to that calendar. And then you get those automated reminders. Then we get into the billing aspect, right? Because that's big, right? In order for you to grow, right, you have to make sure that you're keeping track of your payments and your billing. And when it comes tax time, like, how can we make that process easier for you? Elite Fit Connect can do that for you, right, with an integrated billing system. And we partnered with Stripe. And if you don't know what Stripe is, you know, they offer a seamless, transparent billing process to keep your program financially healthy, okay? And then again, right, communication, this can all be done in the app itself, right? And then down the line, you know, we plan on integrating, you know, more of the sports and analytics through, you know, the data as you capture data through your sessions, or maybe you use film, right? Maybe we can use that film, take it in, analyze it through the system, and it can spit out, you know, analytics and things like that. Okay. And why are we doing all of this, right? Again, like, we want to make sure that you save time and spend time where it truly matters, and that's on the court or on the field, right? But we're also empowering you as a coach, as a trainer, or maybe you're an academy owner with just this all-in-one solution to really take your program to the next level. That's what we're trying to facilitate, right? To better your overall processes, okay? You know, I played at the Division I level. I played basketball for a very long time, so I'm not just some tech freak who just likes technology and sees, you know, an opportunity here. I truly want to make this whole environment better. And that's through building this platform, building this community of great coaches and trainers that really care about the game and care about player development, right? So in my eyes, why not create something that can be beneficial to all, right? Can be beneficial to myself, could be beneficial to you as a coach or a trainer, and it's going to be extremely beneficial to the athletes because they're going to reap the rewards of, you know, all this good stuff that is happening in the industry, right? Through this innovative technology, through great leadership and mentorship, okay? That's the overall vision here, right? We want to transform how you manage and grow your team with Elite Fit Connect. That's what it boils down to, right? So if you're interested, hit me up, right? Let's get you involved. We'll get you in the program, in the beta program, so you can test it out. And we want to grow. We want to grow this to be a great platform for you, right? There are going to be some issues going on right now, right? Because we're in the early stages, but with your input, with your feedback and your involvement, we can really make this platform to be as great as we think it can be, right? Again, this is a platform made by you for you, okay? And again, you know, this is coming from someone who loves the game tremendously, who's been through it all, right? The ups and downs, you know, the injuries, the adversity, all that, right? So I understand the game a bit, okay? I want this platform to be used as a tool to just make all of that just more efficient and just make it easier for you as a coach and trainer to run your programs, right? And when you start measuring what truly matters, you start to master your craft, okay? Technology doesn't make you great. Consistency does. Believe that, okay? Tech just makes consistency smarter. Our saying at Elite Fit Connect is maximize performance, but minimize effort, right? When we talk about minimizing effort, I'm not talking about, you know, what you do on the court. I'm talking about all the admin work, you know, all the boring stuff that's necessary, but it's also taking away time. So we want to minimize all that headache, right? And maximize everything else. And that's the performance aspect of it, okay? At the end of the day, right, basketball is always more than just a game. Now it's a science. We see the evolution of basketball. We see the evolution of technology and the systems that are being used today, right? But when used right, that'll also help build character. It's going to help build discipline and create those opportunities more so than ever, right? Especially for your grassroots trainers and athletes, okay? That's what it is. And so if you stuck around to the end of the show, the end of this podcast, I really appreciate you. We talked about how you can bring value just through technology, right? And if this is something that you've enjoyed and you want to learn more about, let me know. But also make sure you share it with the coach, with the trainer, with the player, or even parents who are serious about evolving with the game, right? Until next Wednesday, remember to stay focused, stay grounded, and always love the process. Peace.